This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you had Canada in your office pool on what country would be the first to feel the wrath of President Trump's trade policies, go ahead and raise your hand. Now put it down, because Mexico? Yes, sure. China? Maybe. But Canada? No way. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross made it official, though, today, a 20% or so tariff on Canadian soft lumber, pine and spruce, fir as well, the kinds of wood used to build, say, homes in this country, for one thing. Ross said it is not the start of a trade war with Canada, but there is going to be collateral damage, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
This fight between the U.S. and Canada goes back decades.
Even centuries. I've heard that George Washington was complaining about those imports of imperial logs coming from the north. So this is just the issue that doesn't go away.
Laura Dawson follows Canada policy at the Woodrow Wilson Center. She says since the 80s, the two sides have fought over whether Canadian lumber is unfairly subsidized. Temporary agreements set how much wood the U.S. will accept and the taxes on it. The last agreement expired in 2015, and another fight started.
And that goes on for a while until the two sides agree to go back to the negotiating table and set up a new temporary agreement.
As it usually does when agreements expire, the U.S. lumber industry asked the Commerce Department to go after Canada harder. Royce Mendez is with the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce.
This is a warning shot from the Trump administration that they're going to be playing hardball with trade.
The U.S. Labor Coalition praised the move in a press release, but the National Association of Home Builders, for one, isn't thrilled. Jerry Howard is CEO. He says the proposed tariffs would raise house prices $3,000 on average.
Every $1,000 increase in the cost of a house prices 100,000 people out of the market. So it's going to slow down the economic recovery in the residential construction sector. There's no question about that.
He estimates 8,000 construction jobs could be lost over the next year. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.